This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the show that drives you to drive your car right into the gas station. Hopefully you might have electricity. I don't know. Do you plug it in or do you go to the gas station? Get that greasy, dirty, diesel, spilling, smelly gas thing in your hand. Anyway, hey, we're going to find out if you do or don't later. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and again, it's a gift to be with you each and every week here on Auto World. I'm glad you could join us in your favorite, sitting back in your favorite chair, or maybe you're sitting in your favorite car, your truck. That's fantastic. I appreciate it. Maybe you might be even sitting out there on the boat right now. It's so hot. We are in, I believe, summertime. Yes, heat. And again, here on Auto World, we do have that word out there, hot. Oh, yeah, that word for the week is hot. H-O-T. I'm going to help you out with that word this second hour of Auto World to help you get your car maybe cooler, maybe keep you cooler. Yes, and this second hour also, we're going to get to the Auto World little car fact. Yes, it has something to do with the nine-seater. Ooh, but most of all, the emails. I'm going to get right to the emails as soon as I give you that email address so you can be a part of the show. And again, it doesn't cost you anything, except I might ask for a Visa number later. No, I will never do that. I got some great gifts to always give out. Sooner or later, there might be even, the front or even a back door of a car getting shipped your way. Just tell me what year you'd like. I'll go to the wrecking yard and grab it, and we'll ship it your way. All shipping is on you, though. Anyway, let's give you that email address. It's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And or phone number, please interrupt me at any time, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is always sitting behind the telephone on that engineering board, 18 feet long, 18 feet wide, I think. I don't know. Need to measure that, Alex, and see how big that is. He's hanging on a strap system with his hands just ready to answer your call. Let's get right to the emails, though. Got an email here from, let's see here. Wait a minute. We always got to be fair here because I'm not fair about the emails. Let's get into the bag. I'll reach in here and see if I can't pull one out because I get a lot of emails. There we go. Got one. Okay. God, it's noisy going into the email bag every week, but I like doing it. And, you know, you can email me at any time while we're live on the show. I check them. I've got it in front of me at all times here while we're live. But also during the week, I check and answer a lot of questions, and I carry over the answers. I don't wait a lot of the times for the Auto World show to come along live, and I am live. I help you during the week. So, and with that said, a lot of people are doing real good. They're just giving me their first name. I will always only share your first name and never give them out your Visa number, MasterCard number, your American Express number, of course, and or where you live. Just the email, and let's do one right here, right now. Mark, I'm emailing you from Corpus Christi, Texas. Oh, awesome. Well, before we go on, Corpus Christi. Okay, so Corpus Christi, I want to do a shout-out to one of our affiliates, and that would be KEYS 1440 AM. Fantastic. I appreciate each and every one of you listening and tuning in, and two heads are better than one at all times. Now, let's get back. This is from Amy, and she says, Mark, I'm emailing you from Corpus Christi, Texas. Wanted to know if I should replace my air in my tires with nitrogen? The quick lube keeps bothering me about this every time I get my oil changed. Thank you for being here, Amy. Amy, that's a great question. What's the difference between nitrogen and regular air in tires? Well, first off, I guess we started with air in our tires way back when. I've got an old Chevrolet, a 16, and it has rubber tires on it. It has tubes in it. Of course, our tires today don't have any tubes. So things have changed there. They've gone tubeless. And that means if something goes through there, you're going to, you know, have a low tire. So what is, back to Amy's question, is there any advantages to nitrogen? Or is that quick lube just getting their bottom line up in numbers? That means green lettuce in their back pocket. Okay, first off, a lot of you might not have an air compressor at home or in your garage or on the patio, of course, or even in your living room. But if you did and you plugged that air compressor in, it would be noisy. But the biggest and baddest thing about it, oh yeah, I like noise, but not in the living room. Nope, not unless I'm listening to the show, Auto World. Anyway, if you start an air compressor up, it compresses the air. Yes, into a metal tank. Could be a fiberglass tank, could be a plastic tank, but my whole thing here is it compresses the air. And in today's world that we live in, we have, and we never will ever run from this, there's humidity, moisture in the air. So what we're doing, Amy, is that when we're compressing the air in here at the greasy garage, and I'm working on your car and I'm checking your tire pressure, and I put air in it, yes, that compressor is putting a little bit of juice. Humidity, condensation, water, it's in the air, so it'll be in your tire. So what does that do? Well, you don't really, want moisture or condensation in your tire on your wheel. See, back in the day, there were steel wheels on your car. That steel wheels were metal. And I did many of them. I started in the gas station way back when, 45 years ago at a gas station, Conoco. Yeah, it's that green dinosaur one, Conoco. Learned how to fix tires, learned how to mount and dismount tires, and what I was doing at that point. We even had split rims, and that's a very dangerous type of wheel, but that's not on cars and trucks anymore because it's very dangerous because it can explode and kill you. So back to the steel wheel and air and moisture. What happens is those steel wheels would rust up, and I remember taking by hand and, of course, taking the air compressor and putting the buffing wheel on that and buffing all the rust and basically the debris and the sewage, I call it, but pretty much it was rust surfaced on the bead of the wheel. Because if we put a new tire on for you, it would go up a not seat and you would have a low tire later. And what caused that rust was moisture and condensation in the air. Today you're driving on, Amy, more than likely, I don't think anybody, unless you've got an old car, I'm talking 70s and older, you might have steel wheels on your car and that's where you're going to pick up the rust because of the moisture. So Amy, if you're driving a car, from 1980, let's call it, all the way up to today, 2020, and you're going to have an aluminum style type wheel. Basically what I'm saying is you're not going to be driving on steel wheels and you won't have to deal with rust and condensation and water in there, destroying your wheel and having a tire go low. So that's the air word. Now if we exchange the air for nitrogen, first and foremost, see, temperatures, the tire gets hot and gets cold as you're driving down the road. And so when you're doing that, what happens is it changes the pressure. If you have air in that wheel, it changes the pressure. So if you start out at 32 pounds in my greasy garage here, the repair facility, and you drive down the road on the freeway, and you're doing 80, 85 miles an hour, it gets hot, which causes the pressures to go higher, causing it to get 38, maybe even 40 pounds of air. So it's constantly changing the air pressure in your tire. So that is one advantage of having nitrogen. It never will change the pressure in your slash tire. So that's a good plus. Second thing, nitrogen does not give you any moisture. You will not have any moisture in there. Well, does that really matter, you say? Because I'm not driving, like you just pointed out, Mark, I'm not driving on a steel wheel anymore. Well, no. But contaminants in there like that eventually will destroy the tire. You get the moisture out of there. Now, can you mix air? Oh, good question. Mix air with nitrogen. Uh-oh. So how do I know when a car comes in the shop if it's got nitrogen and or air in it and I don't look and I go ahead because, see, it's a quick, free check air station out there where you live. Get her done quick. Yep, drive up service, especially in today's COVID world. Yep, well, drive in. The minimum wage tech that doesn't really know about the nitrogen word just knows that there's the air fill tool, puts air into your nitrogen wheel. Not good. Not good at all. When we come back, we're going to take more emails from you, read more emails, take them from you, because we're going to bring them in fresh. I like fresh donuts. I like fresh emails. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Wait till you hear about this little Auto World fact.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Man, I really do like those new Lincolns out. I've been talking to my friends constantly about the new Lincolns driving down the road. In fact, my wife the other day says, is that a Lincoln next to us? I said, it is. Oh, yeah. We're looking good, looking good. Hot Rod Lincolns. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. prepare for takeoff, put your tray table up, and we are going to go for it. That's right. And we're going to be sitting here and, of course, looking at some certain things that I want to discuss, but the main and most important thing is you, the star of the auto world, are you, the listeners. Get call right now. It's a free call at any time you can call. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the board. Of course, our number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. And, of course, that email, my email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our last, before the break, Amy, she emailed in on that, the quick lube's bothering her, you know, for she's got air in her tires now, and they were wanting to put nitrogen in there and get rid of the air. And, again, got to be careful. You know, overall, if you're driving a newer car, you don't have steel metal wheels. Truthfully, the tires of today don't really, yes, if you have air, they go up and down in pressures, but really not a lot of pressure. 32 to 34, doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, truthfully, you don't have to babysit your tire pressure with these tires of today. So I was going to get back and let Amy and all of you know that, you know, I don't have nitrogen in any of my cars. One thing is because I don't have a nitrogen machine here at the Greasy Garage. So they're very expensive, and I do know I've got some friends that had nitrogen put in their vehicles, and I haven't heard any good and or bad about it. So, but when you have air in your tire, just keep rocking and rolling. It's not a bias ply tire anymore. You don't have steel wheels. We are in today's world, 2020. You got aluminum wheels, and you have wheels that are actually made out of a hard composite plastic. And why is that? Well, because we want the wheel to move when you're cornering and also just going down the road hitting potholes and just hitting bumps. And that's what those wheels do. See, back in the yesteryears, those steel wheels that were, yes, rusty on the inside because they had the air compressed air in there and they were building up rust, well, those steel wheels were steel, hard as a rock, piece of concrete. They would not give. And so the bias ply tire would have to take all the beating and or that first radial that came out. So today's world is a lot different. So anyway, let's get now. It's time for that Auto World little car fact. Something to do with the 9-seater. Ooh, how many seats you got in your car? Well, this is a 1951 DeSoto Suburban. Yeah, okay. It's a luxury car coming out of the United States back in 1951, and we might all think that DeSoto is Dodge. Well, DeSoto Suburban. Unbelievable. 1949 was hardly a good year as far as the Chrysler Corporation was concerned. After the World War II, the firm merely reintroduced its 1942 line with new radiator grills, but in 1949, both Ford and GM had brought out remarkable new models, while Chrysler's offerings, they basically added up to, well, nothing was changed. It identified the cars wearing the same old dress with different buttons. So for 15 years, the Chrysler Group had been, well, they've been kept under the control of Kaufman T. Keller, who wanted to keep things simple and straightforward, hardly the formula to attract new customers, of course, in the early 50s. This lack of enterprise was particularly evident at the DeSoto, where a redesign of hoods and fenders left both features essentially unchanged. That was back in, of course, 1949. The DeSoto's flathead 6 got a straight, straight slight stroke increase, but they only added 4 horses to the power output. The flagship of the DeSoto fleet was the Suburban, big long thing. That's why they called it the 9-seater. But it's a lackluster styling, the result of Kelly's, well, his policy of no change. Reminded everyone on just how timid Chrysler had become after the airflow of 1934. The factory-fitted roof rack was the only permitted, yes, add-on. Beautiful roof rack, metal all the way around with the wood slats on the roof. You could put your luggage on there without scratching the metal. Top speed of the 1951 DeSoto Suburban was, back in that day, 80 miles an hour. Oh, my. Water-cooled, of course, side valve. 6-cylinder. The displacement on it was a 3.92-liter. Power rating, though, well, this is not too bad for back in that day. 116 horsepower, 3-speed manual, plus the reverse. Yes, overdrive was an optional thing that you had to ask for. Well, back in 1951, what do you believe this 9-seater cost? Yes, as I might say, it also had suicide doors. Four doors, you know, suicide doors. That means that the front door opened up normal from the back, swing out. But the back door opened to the front, basically in the center, met the front door in the center, and then swinged out. We called them suicide doors. How much was the price of the 1951 DeSoto Suburban? $3,566. Whew. That was a little bit of money. I'll tell you what, I don't think that... That the train left the station on that one, though. Now, wait a minute. I want to back the bus up. I did say Suburban. I thought Chevrolet was the first one to do the Suburban. No. DeSoto. DeSoto. I wouldn't mind it. Like, I'd like to actually have a DeSoto. That'd be kind of neat to have one of those. I'd get the, throw the flathead away. I wouldn't throw it away, folks. No, I'd put it on the engine stand, paint it up pretty, put it in the greasy garage studio, but I'd put the big old Hemi in that bad boy. I would. Yes, I definitely would. Well, it's time to ask that, well, that one word. How? How has the pandemic changed the auto industry in today's world? How has it changed it? Well, a lot more EVs are now more inviting, aren't they? Electric cars? Yes. Well, Volkswagen, they've changed a lot of things. They woke up to this and they said, you know what? We can't touch door handles anymore. We can't touch... You know, people are not coming into our dealerships as much to touch and taste and feel and sit in the driver's seat. You know, because the question is, how many other people have sat in the driver's seat? How many other people have touched the door handle inside, outside? How many other people have opened up the hood, etc., hood latches to glove box doors? Well, that's the whole thing. As they are not, or can they, or are they sanitizing all those handles? Could they possibly do all those used cars? I don't know. Well, Volkswagen is, they're turning it into a digital world. Yes, the dealerships are still open, of course, but they're going to be in the future. They stated here to me that the dealership flooring, the square footage of the dealerships are going to be a lot smaller in the future. They're going to turn into a digital world, contactless, test drives, of course, and delivery experiences. No one wants to have a car that's not been sanitized, huh? They'll be offering a lot of ordering on the digital experience. Of course, online financing, online accessories. They're going to have a lot of tools in that on the digital side. Tools to help you figure out what kind of car works for you. And that's what I've said in the past, by application. That's where it's at. Hello, computers. And as we know, that sometimes the computers just don't want to work like we like them to work. Anyway, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, got another couple more emails I want to share with you and get those cars fixed. Give us a call here at Auto World at 855-660-4261.
I've been driving all night, man's wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to forecasters, Tropical Storm Isaias will likely remain its strength and not reach hurricane status once again. But that hasn't stopped the residents from getting the supplies they need to ride out the storm. Holly LaSalle Ricci lives in Juneau Beach and says finding items on store shelves was difficult.
So you see a lot of people and a lot of aisles that don't seem to have much toilet paper and paper towels and sort of pre-pandemic-like situation in there.
Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center in Miami has more on others who will be affected.
Hurricane warnings for the east coast of Florida have been downgraded to tropical storm warnings. It really does look like all parts of the east coast will feel some effects of the storm. It'll just vary from location to location, whether it's the wind, the rain, or storm surge.
Florida officials lifted a storm watch for the state's eastern coastline. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Road 66.
A lot of highways to get on, burn some fuel, a good time to do it, because you're social distancing. Yes. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a gift to have you along here on Auto World each and every week. And, you know, you can always share with me live and or through the email how your Auto World's been this last week or maybe this last year. 2020 has been quite a year, hasn't it? That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, our phone number here is always live and good, and we are live, 855-660-4261. Now, I got it first and foremost before we go back to an email or two. And, of course, what happened on this day in automotive history. We're going to have that for you. But I want to get real quick. I know that each and every one of you out there have had lights on your dash come on, and they might be on right now. And you could have ABS light on. You could have the engine light on. You could have a tire light on. You could have an SRS light on. What's that? Airbag light. Okay. But the most lights that you usually see on most of the cars coming in here, of course, I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, but in the shop, we do see the most favored light of all, the ones that I always, you know, clap my hands to, because they don't take long to turn off for you when you come into the shop. And there's no cost. And now what that light is, it says, change engine oil soon light. So that light is nothing to be really scared about or worried about, all those words. It's not that you're not leaking oil and all that, okay? All it is, it's set upon mileage on the odometer, electronic and or the old Rolodex one. It comes on. So we usually see it here at the Greasy Garage is when people have their oil changed somewhere, basically at a quick lube, and then they drive out and they drive away, and the next day or the 2 days later, this change engine oil light comes on. And they're like, what the heck is going on? So what all that is, it's you need just to reset the light. And when you reset the light, you're setting it to 100% of oil life left. And you're just telling the computer on board that you got 100% oil life left. See, if you go 3, 4,000, 5,000 miles, what happens when it starts at 100%, it whittles down to 0%. Once it gets to 0%, the light comes on. So what happens in the quick lubes is they don't have time. See, there's a big long line. They make money on how many cars they get in and get out. They don't have time to sit in the cockpit, in the driver's seat, and here's how they should do it, and here's how I want you to do it. You don't have to go back to them. You can do it yourself. Sit in the driver's seat, turn engine off, keys off, everything's off, put key in the ignition, before you turn the key on, put your finger on the trip odometer needle, that little button there on the dash that you push to go to trip A or to trip B. It doesn't matter which trip you're in, usually A comes up first, but push that in and hold it in, then turn the key on while you're holding that button in. And what ends up happening when the key's been turned on, your button's been pushed in and holding it, hold that in, keep the key on, do not start engine, and you'll see that light changing in oil light soon, service soon, the change engine oil light will flash. Once it's done flashing, take your finger off the trip button, you're done. Turn the key off, start the car, and you'll notice that light is now off. So that's the most, bothered light there is, besides the e-light that's on the dash. So that's just a little bit of news. With that said, with this COVID, and I hope again, wish each and every one of you that your health is doing real, real well, and you're doing social distancing, and you're wearing your mask, and you've got your favorite sport team printed on your mask. With that said, boy, whatever happened to the drive-ins? Because remember back, here's a little bit of history. 1933, the first drive-in movie opens in Camden, New Jersey. Yes. Very few remain today, of course, as we all know. That means it used to drive into the drive-in big screen in this field, let's call it, dirt field, and they pumped up these big mounds of dirt, and your car would be, you'd drive your car up on the mound, of course, you'd have the little squawk box that you'd hang on the window, and you'd look at the big screen because your car was pointed up towards it, your lights and your engines were turned off, and or if you had the DeSoto station wagon or just a station wagon, we grew up that way, my dad would back it in, put the tailgate down, we'd all sit there in the station wagon, and then you'd go to the concession stand and all. But 1933 was the first drive-in movie that opened up in New Jersey. Very few are left, and well, they catered to American teenagers back in 1933 with the drive-in. Oh yes, the love of and in the automobiles. Wonder if that's going to come back with the COVID. You know, we used to have right here out of Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting here, we used to have quite a few of those drive-in and drive-up theaters, but we don't have them anymore. And I think COVID might bring that back. I think it'd be a good idea. Today's world with our new cars are more comfortable to sit in, of course. You could sit there and watch your favorite movie, big screen, and go to the midnight theater. That'd be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Whew. Anyway, though, the word of the week is hot. H-O-T. Have you been hot? Has your car been hot? How's your air conditioning been working? First hour, we're talking about putting the windscreen up, but I want to the shield on your windscreen, which is another word, is windshield. Put that up, but I want to add on to that, of course, the recycle button. Yes, when you have your air conditioner on, folks, you want to do, even though if you've got driver's side, passenger side, the temperature controls are separate, which most cars are today, you still have on the main head control there a recycle button. And what that recycle button means, I want it pushed. When you have it on automatic climate control, and you just dial in the numbers, you want it 70 degrees in there, I want that recycle button pushed, because what that does is it's going to keep recirculating the air inside your car and not bringing that 120-degree heat if you're down in Arizona, 118, 120 down degrees down there. Feel sorry for you folks. We'll get you cooled off. Put the recirculation button on, and it recirculates the cool air that you've already made into the cabin, back into the cabin. So your air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. Keeps you cooler, keeps gas mileage up, and of course it keeps the engine a lot cooler. Absolutely. Hey, let's go now. Again, let me see here. Let me get it. Okay, there. The email bag. Pull another email out. There's one. Got it. Okay. Let's go to the email bag and see what this next one is. Well, let's see here. This is a email. Let's see. I'll just start. Great show, Mark. Well, thank you. Let's see. A gentleman says, his name's Dale. He says, I own a 1999 Porsche Boxster. That has been a great car, but as of late, been having some problems with the ignition switch. The other night, the key would not turn the car off. Then today, I couldn't get the key out, and now I have a dead battery. Yes, can't get the key out. It's still running. You're going to have a dead battery. As he says, turn the engine off, but it's still on. Not running, but the battery, the radio's on, everything else is on. What do you think I should do? Take it to the Porsche dealer, or could I take it to a small independent repair facility to fix it? Thanks, Dale. Oh, by the way, he says, I'm listening to you from Oklahoma City. Well, fantastic. Oklahoma City, I appreciate you being there. Let's do a shout-out. Oklahoma City, one of our affiliates, KZLS, 1640 AM in Oklahoma City, and, of course, Edmond, Oklahoma. And, of course, they have also Auto World on 99.7 FM. I appreciate you being there. I've got a lot of memories in Oklahoma of drag racing. Let's get back to the Porsche a little bit that Dale has. Okay, the key problem. That's pretty easy fix on the Porsche, but it's pretty expensive, Dale. You're going to need a key cylinder lock is what you're going to need. The Porsche has basically that key cylinder to the left of the steering wheel, quite a ways away from the steering wheel. When we come back, I want to give some tips and some dollar amounts to Dale on, well, how much it really should fix. How much it should cost to fix that Porsche. You're listening to Auto World here on Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Out there on the road, just going round and round and round, and how many brakes are getting applied right now? Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. To get a hold of us here at Auto World, please do interrupt me at any time. I'd love to help you fix your car. 855-660-4261. And of course, you can always reach me through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I want to go back and kind of help Dale with his Porsche email that came in. He basically was talking about he's got a 99 Porsche Boxster, and his ignition switch key, he said the other night the key would not turn the car off. Then today he said they couldn't get the key out. So he's got a little problem, and I've seen this before with keys going in, because they're not a Porsche does not have an Lexus also, BMW also. It's got a different type of cut key. It looks like it's not cut on the outside of the metal, it's cut on the inside, kind of like a termite channel. So it's a different cut type of key for security reasons. But it sounds like, Dale, you've got definitely a key lock cylinder worn out. Well, that big word is basically where you're putting your key in, that slot, that is worn out. Porsche has an electric ignition switch at the other end of where you're putting your key in, and that's just a plug and play electrical outlet. Has nothing to do with basically your key. But when you put your key in, Dale, what you're doing is you're turning a metal apparatus, basically a rod, that is unlocking the pin that's in the steering column for basically that word locking steering wheel. You're releasing that pin so the steering wheel will turn. And you're also just basically, it's got a flat tip, like a flat tip screwdriver, and you're just turning the little ignition switch electrical part down on the bottom to turn on and off. So what's got going on is if it feels like mush, Dale, your key, which I'm pretty sure it does from what you described here in email, sounds like the key, it just mush. It doesn't go click, click, click. It's not very tight, integrated type feel. That key lock cylinder. And like I said before the break, the money, the dollar-wise, it's not cheap. Last one I did was over $600 for the part. You might be asking, I want to help you before you even ask. You can always email me back, but I want to answer this question for you that you're wondering right now. Can I or can I not buy it at the Porsche dealer? Or can I buy it aftermarket. Well, you got to go to the Porsche dealer to get the part, okay? That way, it'll be the right one, and it might even have to come from Germany, so be careful there. So that's okay. When I say be careful, have the Porsche dealer do it. Independence is kind of tough. Sometimes we have to rescan. I do have the tools to do that, reprogram, etc. Some of the independents don't have that piece of equipment to do that. So, but it sounds like you just need the key lock cylinder. That's what you need. So anyway, hey, that's how you do it, folks. It's just email anytime here at Auto World. Become a member. Doesn't cost anything unless you want to give me your Visa number and I'll accept it. Won't share it with anybody, but I'll definitely use it. Anyway, to get that email into us at any time is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, can't forget the phone number, 855-660-4261. So you want Axelrod Alex. He's the gentleman behind that 18-foot engineering board. I want his hands busy answering that phone at all times. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's time right now, though. Everything's been happening around us, and we really don't know. And do we really care? Yes, we do care what happened on this day in history. So what has happened on this day in automotive history? Well, back August 2nd, folks, 1987, Michael Andretti sets the average speed record for an Indy race. Yes, an Indianapolis race. He set the average speed record in 1987. And what was it? Well, the average speed that he traveled for the entire Indy race, coming to a first-place finish at the Marlboro 500 at the Michigan International Speedway with an average speed of 171.4 miles per hour. Yes, that's when he made his debut back in 1987. Of course, we all know the Andretti funny family. Mario Andretti, of course. I've had some great times and met him, interviewed him many times, got some interviews coming that's on tape. We're going to see if we can't get those here on Auto World. Got a little quick story. I know that back Pebble Beach, the third hour here of Auto World, I'm going to be sharing with you some digital experiences coming your way concerning Pebble Beach. But back in 1999, I do remember they had the Running of the Bulls, Lamborghinis, and those Lamborghinis, they shut down the Coast One Highway from Big Sur down to, that's right, the Monterey Jet Set. And we got to run Lamborghinis with Mario Andretti, and a couple of the other big stars were there, and got to ride along to do that run. And it's kind of neat when you got the KLTA TV channel up in the sky with the helicopter, et cetera, L.A., and filming it. Seeing who could get to the Monterey Jet Set first there in Monterey, and kind of neat to see the Running of the Bulls, they called it. And Mario Andretti, he did win. He was the first in. And he taught me a lot about driving. One thing he did say to me, which I want to carry on to each and every one of you, I've had opportunities in my life to test drive cars on tracks, off tracks, of course, the family cars to economy cars to race cars, etc. And one thing that he told me, Mark, he says, Mark, I want to tell you one thing. When you're out there driving cars, it doesn't matter if it's a fast car, slow car, make sure before you go into the corner. See, sometimes, you know, you're in the mountain area there of Idaho and you're driving up those mountains. I said, yep, going down and going up and going around those corners. And he says, I'm sure you've come to one that you're going down the straightaway at that 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you see the signs that says that corner's going to the left. He said, the main key to winning a race and or getting there safe, you're not really winning a race when you're camping with a cat trailer behind your four-wheel drive pickup, but he wants me to safe, and I want you safe. He says, brake before you go into the corner. And I'll never forget it, because I did do a test at Tire Rack in South Bend, Indiana. I did a test with a BMW. I decided to go ahead and do what he said and try to beat my own time, of course, on the track. But I hit the brakes before I went into the corner and slowed that weight mass up and then went around the corner and then, of course, throttled it out of the corner like he taught me. Well, then the next corner, what did I do at 90 miles an hour? I waited till I got into the corner and hit the brakes. And here's what happened. You got to see old Mark Evans going into the grass off the track and spinning. It literally turned me sideways and I was in a slide. I couldn't control the car. So that's a little tip that I'm going to just carry that out there with Mario Andretti's tip here for all the world. Absolutely. You know, that's I don't want you going off the track. Have you been traveling a lot, though? You know, a lot of you are working at home now, and you might be doing Zoom video. That's changed the world, of course. And I think that that's going to maybe stay that way. What's your opinion of the mask? Are you wearing a mask? Are you not wearing a mask? I don't mind a bit. Are you wearing a mask in your car, out of your car? Do you have 100 masks in your car just hanging around, just flopping around, laying there? Share it with me. I'd love to hear from you. 855-660-4261. You see, the main thing, you know, you might be asking me, well, Mark, are you wearing a mask? Well, I'm not right now, or you wouldn't be able to hear me correctly. Of course, there's no one else in the studio right now. And that's the key, is I think that, you know, overall, working on the cars, we can't wear a mask. It's hard. Can't breathe, especially when you're upside down in the dash area. You got to breathe or you... They don't want to find me upside down with my head trying to get to that ignition switch on that Porsche. Do you? Ah, that's not good. Anyway, the mask. That's one thing about your car. Your O2 sensors, they have a mask on them. Yes, that word mask is actually incorporated into your car. It's called a cone mask on an O2 sensor. And if that cone, that mask that's around the tip of the O2 sensor is not working correctly, means that it's plugged up with carbon, kind of like your mask plugged up. You've had it too long, you can't breathe. O2 sensors on your car, the cone gets plugged up with, yes, exit carbon, and they can't get that infrared light sparked out there to read the hydrocarbons, turns the money light on, or better known as the engine light. So make sure, just put a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank, and that'll take care of that plugged up mask or cone on your O2 sensor. Well, the second hour is long gone. Appreciate you being here. But I want, first and foremost, want to thank everybody that helps put on Auto World, of course. Alex, yes, Axelrod Alex, he's a producer and engineer. General Motor George, thanks again, General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi, Adam, he's always out taking care of the affiliates. Lugnut Lee, our program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, Know-It-All Jay, the loudmouth janitor, he's got to get in there, doesn't he? Yeah. Who keeps my seat cushion warm? Seat cushion Susie. Thanks, everybody. Drive safe. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.